Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. Welcome once again to another edition of In the Author's Corner with Etienne. Now tonight we're going to be speaking with an author and a lady who has some other talents and skills. We'll get into that later on, but for now we will just deal with her being an author. I'm talking about Francesca Dunham Dorham, who is very passionate about helping you become a happier, healthier, wealthier you. So let's get right into it and say hello to Francesca. Good evening, Francesca.
Hello, ATN, and thank you for inviting me to speak on your show this evening. How are you?
I'm doing very well, thank you. In fact, I'm doing even better now that I have the chance to hear your voice and to have you here with us tonight to share some tips about being an author, how you became an author, all the goodies. Tell you what,
wonderful.
Would you share with our audience a little bit about your background, please?
Sure, happy to do so, Etienne. Just to tell you a little bit about myself and who I am, after spending a lot of time in the corporate world, I was in the corporate world for well over 20 years, I had an opportunity to reinvent myself after working in HR and recruitment for a long time. But when that was over, I decided to spend some time going out into the community, doing some volunteer work. And it was at that time that I decided to establish building a coaching and mentoring practice that was for women, focused on personal development. And my secret tools of the trade initially started with color life coaching before I added sound therapy to my practice. And I know we're going to talk about that another time, but my instrument of choice there was the harp. And I offer my clients a personal experience and journey through the colors of the rainbow. So what I do is I'm a woman's life coach. I gently guide women that are coping with loss of self, loss of their career, or loss of a loved one. These women that are in transition and wanting to get back into balance with themselves, with how they're feeling and life in general.
Fantastic, fantastic. Well, thank you for sharing that because there's a lot going on with you and a lot we want to hear from you. So what we have decided to do is have you talk about being an author tonight, and then tomorrow night, our audience, although it may be a different set of people listening, our audience will have the opportunity to hear from you about your consultancy with music and with color. Well, we'll do the color for later on, maybe. We'll at least talk about how you use harp therapy. Does that sound okay to you?
Absolutely. It sounds wonderful. Sounds like a plan.
Okay, great. Okay, so now we know that you are an artist. You're an author. I'm changing your professions right away, aren't I? So tell us how you're writing your book. That's the main thing I want to get into.
Sure. Can you repeat that, ATN?
How did you become an author?
Right. Okay. So how I became an author was quite by accident. It's something that happened very organically. I certainly didn't set out with dreams and wishes of this is something that I want to be when I grow up. And I think I'd have to wind this back because you asked me this question a while ago, and I really have to give it some thought. Where did this all start for me? And For the first book that I had written, that came about after completing a 3-month internship that I did when I was in California. And the internship itself took place in the beautiful mountains of, I was in Mount Laguna, California, San Diego. And that in itself was such an experience that when I was in California, I decided to write and document or journal every day my experiences for the period of 3 months. So I would have to say that that's when I decided to become an author. It actually happened when I came back, I finished my internship and I came back to Canada, and I looked at all the things I had journaled. What I had journaled, I was actually making blog posts daily, or at least every other day when I was in California. And when I came back, I decided it would be really cool to take the whole collection of blog posts and put them into a book that would give somebody else an experience of what it was like for me being out there. If there was another, I was out there specifically studying to be a therapeutic harp practitioner. So the idea for me was for another harpist to come along and say, you know, I might like to do that. Has anybody written about it? That's what I wanted to provide. So my experience and what I went through, documenting it and then taking all that information and putting it into a book, that was my intention, was to be able to provide an experience for somebody else wanting to do the same, giving them a frame of reference of what it was like for me. And I'd have to say, to answer your question, when did I decide to become an author on return from my internship and the experience that I had when I was in California? That's when I decided to become an author.
Okay. So now that you're an author, I want to spend some time talking about how you went about it. For example, a lot of our audience members are either novice authors or aspiring authors. And I know for them, it might seem scary to become an author, but it isn't really all that difficult. It takes discipline. And in most cases, authors tell me they have a pattern of or format in writing. What was it for you? How did you come about journaling and turning that into a manuscript, and turning that manuscript into an edited manuscript, and turn that edited manuscript into a finished product, turn that finished product into a published? You see, because I'm taking you through, that's what I want the audience to hear. There are many steps involved. It isn't just write a book and become an author. Yeah. So could you share with the audience, what was it like for you in going through those steps?
Okay, that is such an interesting description. Those are a lot of steps that you just put into place for people to sort of visualize. That's a lot to put together. But for me, I have to be honest, and I want to say that I had a mentor. I had somebody working with me right from the beginning that was able to help me realize, this was a dream of mine, so they were able to help me realize what I wanted to put into a book format. That said, I didn't want them to do it for me. I wanted them to show me the steps in how to go about having the experience, because taking on, I think, the steps to being an author is almost a job in itself, okay? Or let's call it a side hustle, because it's very time consuming. Okay. You have to be very patient with yourself, because there is a learning curve involved, especially if it is your first time. And you will make mistakes, but you got to come back to the table and say, you know what, let's have another stab at this and let's try it a different way. But for creating it for myself on the first go round with, my Harper's Journey, that was done through CreateSpace. Okay, so CreateSpace, and that is a part of Amazon. So even before I got there, I had to structure and set up. So I had to do the formatting for the book itself. And what I will say is, if anybody is familiar with using style to format your document, you can, when you use styles to format your document, you can quickly and easily apply a set of formatting choices that will appear consistently throughout your document. So I was shown by my mentor how to do this.
Excuse me a minute, please. Let me interrupt you back up a little bit. Now, when you say style, are you referring to the format in Word document?
Yes,
Microsoft
I am.
Microsoft Word? Okay,
yeah,
good.
I didn't mention that, so thank you for highlighting that. It was using styles in Word. But I want to say that formatting, I believe, so this is just my personal opinion, was the key to the success of my book coming out the way I had envisioned it, And a style, as I said, it's a set of formatting characteristics. So things like your the font and the names and the size and the colors, if you're using color, paragraph alignment, spacing, all of that stuff comes together when you're using style. So it's like you set it up once and then you're good to go. And because I had no idea when I was starting out how I was going to do this, how I was going to approach it. And that just, put everything into perspective for me. And it gave me a starting point to work from that was consistent. So, I mean, I just, this is something I worked on every day. Once I had that framework set up for myself, I worked at it consistently for weeks, actually probably for months before the book came together. Because it was the formatting and then all the proofreading that and editing and proofreading that comes after that is really important to make sure you have all of that in place. I mean, if you take the time to write a book, it only makes sense that you take the time to find the right publisher if you're going to go with a publisher for your work, or if you're going to use something like self-publishing, to take the time to find what is a good fit for you. And you have to take the time to review these things before making a decision. There's a variety of models of ebook publishing out there. Everyone has its own advantage or disadvantage. You really have to give these things consideration and think ahead, make a list of questions and wants that you might have regarding your book so that you can see which e-publisher matches most of your needs, if not all of them, and gives you the best answers to the questions that you have and how your book is going to be formatted and come together.
Fantastic. Now, let's back up a little bit. You mentioned the name Harper Journey. Now, is that the title of your first book or your second book?
So, My Harper's Journey was the first book that I had put together. And got that up on CreateSpace, which is an Amazon company that has lots of free publishing resources for people to use. And I will say, like I said, it's a learning process to go into CreateSpace like the Wild Wild West. You have to take the time to read everything and understand how it all fits together and how is it going to work for you. And as I said, it is time consuming. If you're dedicating all of your time throughout the day, that's completely different than having something as a side hustle and you're working on it after a full day's work. To stay committed to that process takes dedication.
Not only dedication, but it takes discipline. And that's what I wanted to ask you about. How did you come about setting up your discipline? Or do you have a special time or do you wish to write? Or do you structure your day or your time or your chapters? Or how did it work for you?
I think with writing My Harper's Journey, when I had come back from my internship, I was so excited and enthusiastic when it all crystallized for me what I could do with all these blog posts. And it was in that moment I decided, okay, if I'm going to set this up for myself, I want it to be a goal that has an end. So I kind of looked at it for me. I gave myself 3 months. Let's try to get through this process if it was even possible in 3 months. So I, as I said before, I was working with a mentor who was able to guide me on all those critical steps, all those critical points, all the things that you had outlined earlier that we need to be aware of. To get the best quality of work out, especially when it's your first time, I had somebody helping and guiding to make sure that the process was as painless as possible. Because this, as I said, this was new for me. I'm not coming into this as an author. I'm coming into this brand new, thinking I can do anything. And we all can do anything. If I could say anything to somebody who is thinking about being an author, we all have a story inside of us. All of us have the potential to be an author. It's just being able to take what we have inside and bringing that to light and working with the right people and looking to the right mentors and aligning yourself so that what you envision, you can make it happen.
Great, great. In other words, you're showing the audience now, as an aspiring author, we have a desire, we have a goal, we have a passion that we want to achieve. So we have to have some kind of guidelines, and the guidelines that only help us focus, but then we have to have the discipline to commit ourselves to it time after time after time, especially when we're tired from a full-day's job, especially when some authors may have little ones running around their feet, "Mommy, I'm hungry. Mommy, look what Billy did to me," and all those other distractions. So an author is a serious job to be done, but at the same time, it can reap tons of rewards. Is that making sense?
Well, it's definitely making sense to me. And just to your point, don't beat yourself up if you're not getting everything done as quickly as you might like to, because it is time well spent to take breaks, consistently review your work, make sure it looks the way you want it to look, make sure it reads the way you want it to read. There's no reason to rush the process. And
exactly.
I think it's really important to enjoy the experience because it's a part of your journey. Yeah. This, if it's a part of your story, if this is coming from you and you want to bring this out to other people, you want it to show in the best light possible. So I think it's really a good idea to just, as I said, take your time going through this whole process to get to the end of it so that the final product is something that you are proud of. And for me, the most exciting part of it was, you know, when you get sent a check or they put money in your bank account because you're selling online and you don't even know. You put it there, you create it, you go through this whole process, you forget about
you
it,
burn it,
and then all of a sudden, you know, a check shows up. And it's like, oh my God, I forgot. You know, that's so cool. Like, that is a proud moment. It's,
it is a proud moment. Yes, yes, yes. Yeah. Well, let me ask you this. Now, you have one book out and you have a second book out. What's the title of your second book?
Second book is Colorful Self-Improvement, and that one is 7 Keys to a Happier, Healthier, Wealthier You. That came after the fact. That book came after the fact. Yep.
Okay. Well, could we have you come back one day in the near future to share with us particulars about that book and how it came about?
Oh, yes, most definitely. The process for this book was a little bit different. So I'd be more than happy to come back and talk to you about Colorful Self-Improvement.
Well, you know what? You just said the right answer for me. You can go to the head of the class.
Thank you.
Okay, I thought you'd get a chuckle out of that. Okay, all right. Well, we've been talking about your book. We're talking about your second book. Where can folks get their hands on your books? Where are your books located, available?
Okay, so for My Harper's Journey, that one is located on Amazon, and that is in a book format and available for Kindle. If people just want to download it. And it's also available if you want to go to my website, which is francescadurham.com. I think that's simple enough for people to locate me online. That's francescadurham.com. You can go to my website, and I think it's under my coaching page that you will find, actually it's on the About Me page. If you scroll down to the bottom of the page, the links are there that will take people right into where the books can be purchased.
Fantastic. Well, great. I'm enjoying listening to you help me become an author because you make it so simple and clear and to the point. As a matter of fact, you got me thinking, and I thought about something that maybe most authors need to be aware of, because sometimes when that self-doubt and that lack of confidence creeps in, it makes it difficult for us to stick to that discipline we talked about earlier. That makes sense? So what I like to do is share with you and our audience a little acronym that has been helpful to me. Because I always believe we have potential. But you know what? We never see the potential in ourselves. It's usually somebody else who sees it in us. And I've been very fortunate to have a chaplain in the Air Force who saw potential in me. I had a chemistry instructor in college who saw potential in me. Now, these are two male role models that I happen to be exposed to. I didn't have any male role models in my life as a kid growing up. So I didn't realize that I had potential. But here's what I've learned by talking and studying about potential that we have. That each human being, as you said, has a story inside of them. Well, another way of saying that is each human being has potential. As a matter of fact, if you look at the potential, I like to break it down into an acronym called TASKS. T-A-S-K-S. T for talent. We all have talent of some kind. All of us are going to play music. Some may write, some may put music, some may do both, some may draw, or some may paint, or some may dance, or some may become actors. It all depends. We all have talents. We have abilities. If we didn't have abilities, we wouldn't be doing it. We have skills. Yeah, those skills means there's a special something we're doing that the ordinary person doesn't do it the way we're doing it. And many times a student in school will be criticized because he's not doing according to what the teacher or the school says it should be done. And we've come to learn just because people do it a little differently doesn't mean it's wrong. It just means they have skills. And of course, the K in the TAS acronym stands for knowledge or knowledgeable. One just can't go in there and say, I can do it. I can do it all. No, one has to constantly train, learn, study, research, all that kind of stuff. Because we're not born with knowledge to the full extent. The knowledge is like a small pea that grows as we water it, as we put it in careful soil, as we make sure it gets enough sunlight, the whole nine yards. We have the knowledge. And of course, the last one that I'm going to talk about would be the S, specialization. Each of us, could you imagine if all of us want to become authors, if all of us want to become dancers, if all of us want to become painters, there'd be nobody else left to do anything else. So it's a good thing we have specialization because we will do what brings us satisfaction. In other words, the other word for what brings us satisfaction is called passion. When we really care about something, we do it from our heart. We do it from our guts, not from our head. We don't do it because we have to. We do it because we want to. Now, I've done enough pontificating. Now, I want to get back to you and see if that fits into what you have done. Does that make sense? T-A-S-K-S?
It does. It does. And it lends itself nicely, as you say, to the potential that we all have. To not just tell our stories, but to also write our stories, to document and have something as a leave behind. As I said, I never thought I would write one book, let alone two. and a third one on its way, which is more related to music. But, you know, you kind of get the bug for it. And then you think, well, what else can I do? And that's passion. That's passion that's growing. That's something inside you that's really being brought to light, that is showing your growth, your expansion, and your openness just to try something. So I encourage everybody to try their hand at telling their story, whether they're talking about it or documenting it or writing it. It's also a very therapeutic process to be able to take what's inside you and to write about it.
So how did you come about with this passion to help others develop a happier, healthier, wealthier you? I mean, that's a key phrase right there, but it makes a lot of sense. How'd you come up with that?
So that's a part of the title for my second book. I think, as I had mentioned earlier, as a personal development coach for women in transition, okay, that is my focus. A happier, healthier, wealthier you. You know, sometimes we get to midlife and life happens and there's so much going on and we just get to this point where we're tired. And we need a restart or a reset, and there are keys out there that we can use to help getting us back on track. And from my experiences working with women, the keys that they're looking, moving in their own lives is to be happier, is to be wealthier, is to be healthier. And so that is how I came up with that particular naming convention for my book, is really based on what the women were telling me that they wanted more of in their lives. So that's where that came from.
Okay. Now we have less than about 3 minutes left in the show. Two things I'd like to ask you of you. One, let the audience know again, please, where they can get copies of your books.
Okay, so do you want me to tell them the name of the website? Like, it's francescadurham.com. Do you want me to spell it out?
Yes, please.
Yeah, okay. So francescadurham.com, and it's spelled francescadurham.com. And it's under my About Me page. If you scroll down to the bottom and click on, there's three books listed, and click on any of them will take you to the pages where they can be looked at further, or they're available for purchase on the different sites.
Fantastic. Now, in the 2 minutes we have left, I'd like to ask you, what have you, if you were to leave a closing thought with our audience, what would that be, particularly our new and aspiring audience, authors?
I'm sorry, can you just say that again, H.A.?
Yes. In the closing thought, what would you like to leave as a closing thought for our new and aspiring authors?
For new and aspiring authors, I would have to say that, as I said earlier, we all have a story inside of us, and I think it's important to document things, write things out, and bring them to life, and don't be afraid to try. I think today I read a really interesting quote from Mark Cuban that said, don't follow your passion, follow your effort. And if you're putting effort into writing and documenting parts of your story or bringing stories to life, a lot of effort goes into that. A lot of effort goes into writing, the creation of writing and getting it uploaded to different sites or finding the right publishers for yourself. There's a lot that goes into that. So don't be afraid to try.
Okay, good. I got to cut you off there because we have 20 seconds left. I want to say thank you very much for being with us tonight, audience. Yes, we'll have her back tomorrow night on Rise to Shine at 8 p.m. We'll be talking more about how music comes into your life and helps you become happier, healthier, wealthier you. Is that correct?
Yes.
Thank you, Francesca. Thank you so much.
You.
We're out of time.
Have a great night.
Again tomorrow night. You do
talk
too.
To you
thank
tomorrow.
You ever so much. It's been fun. Thanks again.
Take
bye-bye
care.
Now. All right. Bye-bye.